Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., co-pastor along with Dr. E.R. Hess Jr. at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center in Battle Creek, Michigan, 4720 Beckley Road. We're going to keep giving out the address and the time of our services. And one of these days, I'm going to look up and I want to see you coming in to enjoy this word in the house. There's nothing like being in the house of the Lord. We have a sacred sanctuary, and we thank God for each one of you that are part of our online ministry. But you need to come one of these Sundays, especially those of you that do not have a church home, those of you that want to accept the Lord and know more about the Lord. Come on out and be with us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., 4720 Beckley Road. That's the only thing we're going to do is do you some good if you come out and be with us at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings. My word of hope today is the Lord has given me something, and I want to share it with the people of God across the land, across the globe, even outside of the country. We thank God for those of you that get these messages and get these links. We look forward to the Lord blessing you wherever you are, even those of you that are incarcerated. We thank God for you. We pray that the Lord will bless you and help you during your time of incarceration, that the Lord can save you, deliver you while you're there in the house of correction, and then you can come out and you can be free to serve the Lord, love the Lord, and to witness, telling of the goodness of what the Lord did for you and to you, and now is doing through you once you are released from the house of correction. In the book of Jude, 20th verse, there's only one chapter, it says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Today I'm going to start out, I hope this will be a series, may not all come at the same sequential time, you know, one after another, but I want to just stay with this and see if I can get this message across, because there are many, many believers who have been saved for years, who have been in the house of the Lord for years, that are somewhat too close to the edge. And I want you to understand not only the what of your purpose, I want you to understand the why of your purpose. If you don't understand the why of your purpose, understanding your what of your purpose will yet keep you close to the edge. But when you understand the why of why God has given you a specific divine purpose, a specific divine assignment, when you understand the why, it's one thing to understand the what of your purpose, but then you have to make sure that you understand the why. And today, from Jude verse 20, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Today I want to start out talking about preventing spiritual leakage. Preventing or avoiding spiritual leakage. Most saints are spiritually leaking because they do not understand why they are spiritually leaking. And when you don't understand the why, you cannot fix the what or the where. When you do not understand the why, you cannot fix the what or the where. When you don't understand the why, you cannot stop to drain. When you don't understand the why, you stay in a spiritual limp mode. Spiritually leaking is what the problem is. So the biblical discernment is the understanding of the why of the spiritual leakage happening in the first place. You have to discern the why of the problem of spiritual leakage. Just give me time. It's going to take me a couple of months to get through all of this, but I'm going to do my best to get it started on today. Spiritually leaking can be a blessing, because spiritual leaking actually is the forerunner to a spiritual blowout. I said spiritual leaking can be a blessing, because spiritual leaking is the forerunner to a spiritual blowout. In other words, it's a warning sign. It's the same thing happens even if you have a leak in your automobile, in your tire. You may have a leak in your gas tank. You may have a leak in whatever area, a component on your car may not be functioning properly. And that car has a sensor. In order to cause you not to blow your engine, there is a limp mode or a safety mode that keeps you from doing greater damage. And that's called a limp mode. Well, there is a spiritual limp mode. The very thing that feels like a problem is often the very thing God uses as a prophetic warning system. The thing that feels like a problem, you say, "Oh, I got a problem. Why am I slowing down? Why am I losing interest? Why am I losing hope? Why is my faith shattered? What's going on here?" I want to tell you one more time, the very thing that feels like a problem can be or is often the very thing that God uses as a prophetic warning system. And that's why spiritual leakage can actually be a blessing, because spiritual leakage is the forerunner to a spiritual blowout. And God loves you too much to let you explode without giving you signs, signals, and symptoms. Signs, signals, and symptoms. And so as I look at this, now think about how spiritual leakage can actually be a blessing, because leakage is mercy. Now I'll put it like this, God's mercy in slow motion. Spiritual leakage is God's early warning system, where leakage is grace tapping you on the shoulder before destruction kicks the door down. I said leakage is grace tapping you on the shoulder as a warning sign, as a heads up. It's something that we need to heed. The spiritual leakage, you need to heed any sign, any type of spiritual leakage, because leakage is God's grace tapping you on the shoulder before destruction kicks the door down. Spiritual leakage reveals what you cannot see. In our homes, we should have some type of monitor for the gas, things in our home. You can have them down by the furnace so that if there's some type of gas leakage, that warning will go off, because leakage reveals what you cannot see. A blowout is sudden. A blowout is violent. A blowout is catastrophic. But leakage is gradual. It builds up. It's gentle and it's building up. Leakage says there's a crack that's forming. There's pressure that's building. There's something weakening my vessel. God lets us know. He lets the leak come to us so that we will not explode. Leakage exposes what pride often hides. I said leakage exposes what pride would hide. Leakage, it forces you to slow down. A blowout stops you violently, but leakage slows you mercifully. When you're leaking, you cannot run at full speed. You cannot pray at full speed. You cannot love at full speed. You cannot have faith at full speed. When you have a leak in your faith, you cannot pretend everything is fine. You cannot keep performing without noticing that you're draining. Leakage, my friend, is God saying, sit down before life knocks you down. That's what leakage is saying. Leakage is God saying, sit down before life knocks you down. Leakage creates sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. A blowout leaves you numb. Leakage makes you aware without leaving you numb. When you're leaking, you start noticing, my joy is not holding up. My peace is slipping. My strength is draining faster than normal. My prayer life feels very thin round about now. That sensitivity is a gift. It's a blessing. It's the Holy Ghost saying, pay attention. My good friend Pastor Bailey told me one time that his father told him, it doesn't cost you anything to pay attention. Pay attention is free. So pay attention, because something needs repair. Leakage prevents catastrophic failure. A spiritual blowout can destroy marriages, ministries, reputations, callings, families, mental health. But leakage gives you time. Time to repent, time to repair, time to restore, time to reset, even a time to return to the altar. If you have a leakage, you ought to show up at the altar. Leakage is God's way of saying, I'm giving you a chance to fix this before it destroys you. Leakage drives you back to the source, because a blowout drives you into crisis. But leakage drives you into dependence on God. And when you're leaking, you start praying differently. You pray, Lord, fill me again. Lord, seal the cracks. Lord, restore what's draining. Lord, I need you more than ever. Leakage pushes you back to the fountain of living waters. Well, I feel like cranking it up roundabout here. I tell you, leakage can be a blessing. Leakage is not God abandoning us. It's God alerting us. I said leaking is not God abandoning us. It's God alerting us that there is an issue. When you find yourself in that mode that causes you to not have the strength and the joy of the Lord, leakage is not God punishing you. It's God protecting you. It's God warning you. It's God alerting you. There's a leak in your building, not just in your physical building, but in your spiritual building. Leakage is not God exposing you to shame. It's God exposing you to His mercy. His mercy endureth forever. A leak can be patched. A leak can be sealed. There's hope for a leak. A leak can even be repaired, but a blowout can take you out. I said a blowout, a spiritual blowout can take you out spiritually. A blowout can take you down. A blowout can even take you under. So thank God for the leak, because the leak saved you from the blowout. Lord, I thank you for the leak. Lord, I thank you for the warning. Lord, I thank you for the mercy. I thank you for the chance to fix what's broken before it blows out my entire spiritual life. So, Lord, I want to come to the altar. Lord, I want to ask you to forgive me. Lord, I pray that you will give me the desire to serve you even the more. But you need biblical discernment. The sanctified intelligence of the spiritual life is biblical discernment. I said the sanctified intelligence of spiritual life is you have to have some discernment. Biblical discernment is not biblical suspicion. Biblical discernment is not spiritual intuition. Biblical discernment is not spiritual paranoia. Biblical discernment is the Holy Ghost giving your spirit eyes to see. It's called spiritual or biblical discernment. Biblical discernment is a spirit-baptized ability to biblical discernment can detect what is beneath the surface. Biblical discernment, it distinguishes truth from almost truth. See, there's a lot of almost truth that's going around. But biblical discernment, it senses motives behind the mask. Biblical discernment perceives atmospheres behind the actions. Biblical discernment can hear God beneath the noise. Biblical discernment, it can see spiritually what others may only see naturally. Biblical discernment is spiritual eyesight. Biblical discernment is the believer saying, I don't just want to see, I want to see correctly. Biblical discernment is so necessary. We have to understand why biblical discernment is so necessary. Biblical discernment is necessary because not everything that looks right is right. So we have to know the why of everything that we're looking at. We have to know the why, because everything that sounds spiritual is spiritual. Not everything and everyone who approaches you is sent to you. Not every open door is God's door. Not every feeling is the Holy Ghost. You need biblical discernment, because biblical discernment, this is why. This is not what you need. You need biblical discernment. That's what you need. Why you need biblical discernment is because biblical discernment protects your anointing, your assignment, your emotions, your relationships, even your spiritual retention. Biblical discernment is the difference between being filled and being fooled. I said biblical discernment is a difference between being filled and being fooled. There are several dimensions of true biblical discernment. You have biblical discernment of spirits. Biblical discernment, again, is not suspicion. Biblical discernment is the spirit revealing what is influencing a person or an atmosphere. You can go into certain atmospheres and you can discern biblically what that spirit is in that atmosphere. You can come around people, and the same person that was wonderful on yesterday, all of a sudden something major has changed since yesterday. You have to have a spiritual discernment where it's not where the devil will say something is wrong with you, but you discern that there's nothing wrong with you, but there's something wrong with that person from yesterday. Biblical discernment, it discerns that which is divine. It also discerns that which is demonic, that which is human, even that which is emotional or fleshly. This is the highest level of biblical discernment of motives, the why. Why? People say words, but motives speak louder. Biblical discernment sees why someone is doing what they're doing. You have biblical discernment of timing. Something can be right, but the timing can be wrong. Biblical discernment lets you know when to move, when to wait, when to speak, when to be silent, when to release, and when to hold. Timing is the wisdom side of biblical discernment. I said timing. Divine, godly timing. The right time, the right timing is the wisdom side of biblical discernment. You can have a spirit of biblical discernment, and it's accurate, but you also have to know the timing. You have to know when to apply that wisdom that God has given you. Biblical discernment of atmospheres. Every room has a spirit. Every environment has a tone. Every space has a temperature. But every space also should have a thermostat. Biblical discernment can sense tension, deception, danger, distraction, and even divine purposes. Because atmosphere protects your spirit. The right atmosphere protects your spirit. Not every open door is from God. Some open doors are traps. Some open doors are distractions. And some open doors, you need to see them as a detour. Because biblical discernment, it distinguishes divine assignment doors from ambush doors. Can I say that again? Biblical discernment, it distinguishes your divine assignment from an ambush door. There are some divine assignment doors, and there are some ambush doors. And you have to be able to discern what door that is. So biblical discernment is so critically important. Biblical discernment must first look inward. Why am I feeling this? Why am I reacting this way? Why am I drawn to this? And why am I resisting that? Self-discernment prevents self-deception. Sometimes you have to discern yourself, and you have to figure out and get an answer to the why. You may know the what, but you have to get an answer to the why. Because discernment is the ability to know God. You know when God is speaking. You know how God is speaking. You know why God is speaking. And you know what God is speaking. That's the foundation of all biblical discernment. What biblical discernment is not, and I'm going to close it out for today, biblical discernment is not suspicion. It's not cynicism. It's not paranoia. It's not emotional reaction. It's not overthinking. It's not fear. It's not mistrust. Suspicion looks for what's wrong. Biblical discernment sees what is real. I said suspicion looks for what's wrong. But biblical discernment sees what's real. Suspicion is always rooted in fear. But biblical discernment is rooted in the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know that your biblical discernment, it grows. It's not a gift that you receive once. It's a muscle that grows and develops. You develop your spiritual discernment through the Word, because the Word trains your senses to recognize truth. You learn through prayer, because prayer sharpens your spiritual hearing. You learn through following holiness and sanctification, because holiness and sanctification clears the static, but sin distorts the signal. And most of all, it comes through obedience. The more you obey, the clearer the spirit of discernment becomes. I thank God for this word on today. I'm going to stop here. I'm just getting started. I said I'm just getting started. We're going to pray and ask the Lord to help us so that we don't continue to lose people that have invested years, months, weeks, or even just days serving the Lord, and all of a sudden we find them walking away from God. I'll tell you, you've got to hold on to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, that's what I gave you for today. I pray that you got this on today. We thank God for you. Going to look for you real soon. Make sure that you are retaining. I'm going to be talking about that probably on my next Word of Hope, how we have to retain what it is that God has given us through His Word, and it not just flow through us and cause us to be in a mode where we have lost our joy and lost our peace. We have to retain what God has given us. God bless you. I'll see you the same time, the next time, on Word of Hope.